Without it, bands go away, bars close up. Let's go with Allison Lewis. Have a good time. Hope you enjoy Loren coming up in the live drive at 5. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. That was Allison Lewis and a String of Ponies, who are going to be playing at Corktown Tavern this Friday night off her CD that is called A Mile Down Division. And we heard Oh Caroline. We still have some time. Wanted to tell you about a show that's happening down in Ecorse. In fact, it's about as far down the river as you can get on Southfield Freeway. The address is 220 Southfield. So that's got to be right down there at the riverfront in Ecorse. A guy called Chill Billy is going to be playing there for a Honky Tonk Friday at a place called DeBrewski's. We're going to listen to Woman Love while they finish the sound check for Loren, who are getting queued up here in the studio. If we don't have time to finish it all, well, we'll go directly to the live drive at 5. If not, if we don't get the thumbs up, we'll roll into some more music because we got the Streamliners, the Dreads, Black Irish, Undesirable People, Jesse and the Gnome, the Phantom Cats. There's a whole bunch of music I could still play. So let's just keep it rolling till the band's ready to go live on the Motor Live.
2.
Again, this is Chilly Billy, or Chill Billy, playing down in E-Course at the Dabrowski Bar. Bring Chill Billy down. Again, he's going to be playing at Dabrowski's down on an E-Course at a Honky Tonk Friday this Saturday. Friday night. A Honky Tonk Friday. Where else would you play? But we're going to bring that down because we're going to bring up the studio and go live in the studio. Are we ready, Mr. White?
I believe we are ready right now. We have Loren here at our Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. Are you there, fellas? You can't hear us? Are you guys there?
They're not talking.
No, in fact, I guess.
Do you hear us? They
no.
don't.
So, in fact, let's bring up the sound again, and we'll be back in a moment.
We are listening in the background of the Phantom Cats, who are going to be playing at the Old Miami Saturday night, along with Jesse and the Gnome and the River Spirit. Let's listen to them as we get these technical difficulties cleared up. We'll be going live in just a matter of minutes with Loren in the studio. Okay, I think we're ready to go again.
All right, I think now we are ready. Nardo, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
That's loud.
We got it there. Okay, well, we can turn down your headphones a little bit. Hey, we have Loren here in our studios. In fact, Loren, what are you going to play to start off today?
We're going to do Reason for Everything because there's always a reason for everything, right?
Loren.
Yeah, we have one more.
Thank you.
Well, all right. Wow, that sounds great. It's been a rough week. I enjoyed that.
Busy weekend, a lot of shows going on.
All right. So you're here today, and I understand you're going to be down at the U Detroit Cafe tonight performing live?
Yeah, we're going to go on right at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't think they started till 8:30.
Well, we're changing it a little bit.
You're a rebel. I guess you have that right, because you are one of the hosts of the Motor Live Drive that has been doing a show down there since this summer.
It's for like 40 episodes now. Wow. Or 42.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's a long one. So that's much right.
Motor City Special really knows how to put it on, huh?
It's very special, just like New Fortune, which, you know, tomorrow's Ricky Ratt 7-inch release. I had to say that Kevin wanted me to. So.
I played it. Thank you for bringing that down on your chip, because we played it during the calendar.
Yeah, Ricky, sorry, I didn't have a record for you, but we just got it today. So.
Well, yeah, rock and roll has been very good to Ricky, because he's been around at least the last 25 years that I remember, and he looks as young and energetic as I remember him.
Yeah, he's got a good heart, too, which makes it really good. So.
Maybe it was all that eye makeup or something that has kept him looking so good, because he sure he's in good shape for a punk rocker, I have to say. But anyways, that show's happening at Smalls. What is that, Friday night?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday night. And so the New Fortune is the record company released that?
It's a double release. I forgot the name. There's a label in Spain that's doing the full length, and we're doing the single here in
all
Detroit.
Right. So you're a busy guy, because I know you're one of the hosts of the Motor City Special down at the U Detroit Cafe.
And then we do the records.
That's
Motor
right.
City,
and you're going to be doing that thing
December.
In December, a 2-day out Outlaws thing.
Yeah, Goopin' the Inside Outlaws.
Nice. And that'll be a good one. Is that going to be recorded on vinyl?
Yes, we're shooting to do a double record because there's so many bands, but it's going to be good.
Oh, I hung the poster up at the door. I should have brought it in here so we could read all the bands that are going to be on that show. But in the meantime, let's actually talk about who's here in the studio right now. I recognize some of these faces. One of the maybe. Beggar boys.
one of the beggars.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Pretty good.
You had a nice, you know, well, let's explain what's going on over the air, because people are saying, how many people are in the studio right now? I hear drums, I hear guitars, I hear horns.
Well, there's
what is actually happening in our studio
today speak? It's a little special. I have the RJs, because they're both their last name are Jones. So we got Roderick Jones and Ron Jones.
I'm the Ron over here on guitar. Yeah,
Nardo and the RJs.
Yeah, so it's actually Nardo and the RJs today, so it's not the right.
So you're a three-man group?
Yeah, there's actually four. There's four. We have Tina Renee, who lives in L.A. When I was living in Austin, we started fine-tuning this project, and then I decided to come back home for a little while, and then she went to L.A., where I used to live for a while, and so have good friends there.
All right, so you've picked up a couple of Detroit musicians to continue the movement, I guess.
Yeah, we got to keep it homegrown, you know. So,
that's true, right. You know. Get the Loren, acoustic electrosonic experience.
I mean, this is where it started, so we might as well, right?
Absolutely.
And you guys not only are going to be playing tonight at the U Detroit Cafe, but you also have a show this weekend over at the Berkeley Front, don't you?
Oh yeah, we're doing. That's right. Saturday with
Freakake,
who played here
just a couple of weeks ago.
And they've promised to make cupcakes. And he said he's going to make about 4 dozen cupcakes. And the first people that come in get the cupcakes.
There'll probably be a dozen because we'll get there early.
There's a tip. Get there early if you want a cupcake.
That's right. Nardo was a large fellow, so you can,
But I'm also, as a treat, too, I'm giving away a release I put out in 1998 called Hang With Navdo Volume 1. It's on 7-inch, so the first 50 will get a free 7-inch from 1998. That's like, 15 years ago, 12?
Whoa. Do we get one of those, too?
Yeah, you'll get one.
if you get there early.
He'll trade you a cupcake for one.
Yeah, give me your cupcake, you get a free record.
Well, it's in the contract, right? Yeah.
Well, tell me, you wanted to play something off your CD as well.
It was sung because since Tina's not here tonight, I want to play Commit, and I think we have a couple more, but it's one of my favorite ones we did because all of the Ren songs are about, like, love, and but it's not like it's happy love, but it's, you know, the downside and the good side, but you know, you got to listen to it
like cupcakes.
Yeah, it's like cupcakes. It's all kind of flavors, but it makes you happy, and the cupcake can make you sad when you step on the scale going, oh my gosh, I ate these cupcakes.
All right, so you want to try something off your CD. What's the name of the first song?
Commit. Yes,
right here on the Live Drive at 5.
Sound.
a CD from Loren.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's the wrong name of the song. It's actually called In My Heart, Green Eyes, but it's written in Portuguese. I'm not really good at Portuguese, so I can't translate it. But
it makes two of us, three of us.
It's in Portuguese, done by Tantiana, the original singer from Loren.
We'll study up for it next time, though.
Who's doing the blonde names now, so. But we're going to play some more. Is that good? Is it cool?
Ready? And what are you going to play?
We're going to play a new one. It's called Jump on the Moon.
All right.
Kind of feels like you're
we're
jumping.
Ready. All right. We're ready.
Loren here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now one thing you're going to have to tell somebody, you're going to have to tell our listeners, what is really in the studio playing right now?
Well, we have guitars, or a couple guitars. And
well, we have...
One sax.
So we have a saxophone player live, and we have a guitar player live.
And then we have, you know, it's 2011, so I use this great technology called Ableton that helps create the goodness.
You got to keep up with the Joneses now.
I'm trying to follow the Joneses, too.
So it's very strange. Yeah, in Studio J, all we hear is the is a guitar and saxophone. But over the air, we're hearing all this, you know, the rest of the music that blends everything together.
That's why you got to listen. You can't really be here. You got to listen or come see it Saturday at the Berkeley Front.
You've got to come down and see them live at the Berkeley Front.
There's two other great bands, too, Moth Stone and Freakake.
Okay. You know. And Freakake was on here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Okay.
I'm excited. When they mentioned it, I was jumping happiness. Cause it's like, they have a good sound that's very unique. I don't really call it Detroit, but it's a unique sound. So.
We can describe it, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you can describe it for the listeners if you'd like. What machines are you actually working with here?
Well, we have we're using some of the notes from the house keyboard. I guess I'm the first one to play it, which is kind of cool. And
we've got a Kurzweil electric piano here.
Yeah, we have this MPC style pad thing that I use to hit and turn knobs and make the weird noises, and then a little 25 key controller. That's what we're using.
The small keyboard you've got looks like a mini Moog or something.
Yeah, well, it actually has a Moog setting on it right now, but it's like it's not a real thing, but you can't tell when you're listening. So, or can you? I don't know.
I can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Right.
Not over the radio.
It's like eating a meatless sausage. Rod's like, you can't do that.
but the biggest thing is how everything blends together. And it's the what you might call acoustic and electrosonic.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that.
Wow, that's a good name.
I like how you. It's much better than like shoegaze and ambient because those are overused.
Say
acoustic electrosonic.
Acoustic electrosonic.
Yeah. Come on, don't argue with me.
All right, Mr. White, fatten that.
All right, you can pay me later.
Yeah. All right.
But why don't we have some more music? In fact, you wanted to play some more off your CD.
The two songs that Tina actually sang on is Commit and Reason for Everything, what you're going to play right now.
Okay, we'll put that up right now. Lorraine and their recorded CD.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. It's very cool.
Lauren.
Well, she is good.
There we go. Now we've got you up again live.
You know, I wanted to ask, can we take her on the road? Because the way she makes us feel after the music, you know what?
She normally is, but, you know, we're just doing something special here this weekend. And, you know, with the flights and gas. And
So the Lauren show tonight and Friday night are very special shows. They're one of a kind.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Actually, you know, the last 10 Lauren shows have been one of a kind. I mean, I've done one with, instead of having Tina, I've done a hip-hop artist that came up. And he was like a gangster street artist. But I was like, hey, can you tone it up a little bit? So he actually changed this lyrics and so. But and then we did one. Wow. Where did we do one?
We did Rod. That was at
Oh, we did
Love
the High Strung
Touch,
Party. The High Strung album release party.
At the Love and Touch, yep.
And then all the other ones were like in Austin, Texas, LA, and other states. But Lauren really hasn't played proper in Detroit ever. But now we are.
So this will be the first proper Lauren show.
Yeah, minus Tina, but yeah, it'll be as close, as good as you're going to get it.
Could we pipe her in?
Yeah, I was like actually talking about the...
Like a live feed.
Behind the, you know, the DJ. I was actually talking about, can we take her? She gives us the best compliments. And, I was talking about taking her, paying her, and have her, you know, compliment us.
And she's already on the payroll.
Good.
Well, tell you what, why don't we get some more music going?
All right, sounds good.
What are you going to play next?
We're going to play Sunday Night and Commit, the instrumental version. And also, you guys can check us out on all the websites like MySpace, Bandcamp. It's Lauren.bandcamp.com. We're giving away free music there.
And you got SoundCloud
as well? Yeah, SoundCloud. There's this good site, been on for a while. And Facebook, Last.fm. Yeah, did I say MySpace? And
I think that's it.
We're not on Reverb Nation. That's kind of a weird site, but I see a lot of people use
it. And don't forget Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Twitter. All
and
the time.
And also, Lauren is L-E and then capital R-E-N.
Yep. Well, it came from because my nickname as a childhood used to be called Rennie. And so, like, when I made noise in the 90s, I called it the Rennie Project. And Tantiana, the original singer, was like, oh, we should just call it Ren. I was like, wow, that's very sexy. Why not just go with Lauren? So in 2003, we coined it as Lauren. So, but yeah, we'll play some songs.
Okay.
All right. Take it away.
Thank you.
Loren on the Motor Live Drive. Alan,
get it. Can I get
the microphones? We'll get you up in a minute, Mike.
They're there.
Well, I was just on the beatbox here. Before we play our last song, I just want to say thank you. And everybody, please come out Saturday to the Berkeley Front. I don't know the address, but it's in Berkeley on 12 Mile.
So. It's on
12 Mile Berkeley. What? We have great, great beverages for all ages. And, watch Motor City Special every Thursday, too. Come on down to that. So.
That's right.
And you got about 10 minutes left.
I just want to do a shout out to the diva who does a show called Lyrical Infusion here on the station, and she called to say you guys are awesome, and she wants a copy of this show so she can play it on her show.
Wow!
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, and she is the diva.
Oh yes.
I love divas. I'm kind of one myself. All right, we'll play. We got one more, then I'll do something special to fade us out. But here we go.
Okay, but we want to remind people you're going to be playing Saturday at the Berkeley Front. You're going to be playing at the U Detroit Cafe tonight.
8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And we're doing it early because, you know, we're all working hard, and I got to work in all night.
So. That's right. You're behind the scenes at the
Yeah, so I don't really like to be in front of the scenes on that show, but tonight I will be.
And they can get your music at Bandcamp.
Yeah, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. You can check out nazo.net. There's some cool stuff on there, and there's a link to, you know, good stuff that I have and other people.
And if they go to the U Detroit Cafe, udetroit.com, go to Watch Live, and then it'll come up with, like, podcast listings, but go to the bottom of that and hit Hear It Live or something like that, and you will actually get a visual as well.
Yeah, I need to tell them to make that a little bit better, you know?
It's a little confusing.
It's a tricky site.
Yeah, I've given up a couple times and waited and watched things as a podcast later.
Yeah, it should just be right out front. That's the first thing you go to is that stream. But we'll work on that one.
So. Okay. What are you going to start? What are you going to play now?
I'm going to play a song that I wrote on my birthday last year on December 8th, which is coming up again. Which I have a party at the U Detroit with the Ruiners and a couple other people.
Well, they're always good.
You have a party going on?
Yeah, U Detroit on Thursday, December 8th. Now you know. So
with the Ruiners. We didn't hear about that, did we?
Donation accepted.
In fact,
another story.
In fact, Nardo, Alan Cantino has a question for you.
All right.
What do you have to do to get the Ruiners to play at your birthday party?
It must be pretty special. I don't know. I know Rick and the guys for a long time. And I kind of begged them, and I'm talking about giving them a cupcake. And
okay,
since we're on cakes,
okay,
cake promise more cake. Cake is good.
Cake
or back massages too. You know, those always work.
Okay, well, take it away, Nardo. All right. Thank you.
Is that an hour?
Yeah. Really, you've got about 2 minutes to go, but we can, yeah.
Well, what I'll do is I have a song that I wanted to play for a friend that we made a long time ago, so we'll just play that, but we'll just say everybody come out tonight. Thank you, Motor.
You Detroit Cafe.
Yeah, you Detroit, but Berkeley.
Berkeley, this is it.
Good night. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Thank you.
This has been Loren here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, on December 1st, we'll have Desolation Angels, an alt-country with a punk attitude. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.